business owners and executives from around the Valley. This is Business Leaders with Lance Cardoza.
Good morning. You're watching Business Leaders here at KMPH Fox 26. My name is Lance Cardoza, and I'm sitting here with JT Contristano. You are the broker of Real Brokers.
Yeah, right? one of the local businesses here.
Yeah, and you find yourself in real estate. Is it Real Brokers as your name of your company, in your real estate company and your brokerage company? It's the same name.
Yeah, so the local franchise, it's a major franchise, but own one of the offices or work out of one of the local franchises here and run that for Real Broker. And thankful. It's not the company I started with, but it's the company I grew into.
Beautiful. So, JT, you've lived an interesting career in a young age already, and everything that you've done. When you see JT and you see him in the advertising or anything out there for yourself as a real estate agent and a broker, you don't know that JT has this history before he got to this point that you were in mixed martial arts yourself and pretty ranked up there.
Yeah, once upon a time, that was a good chapter of life, and that was the career path. That was the initial plan and goal in life, was to be the top dog in mixed martial arts.
And you've seen some big stuff. You were in Bellator, and so we'll talk about that a little bit later, but it really prepped you, and I think sports in general, and I talk about athletes and then going to business as an entrepreneur, it really sets you as a team player, and it sets you in a position, and especially in that, it's harder to work as a team player because you're fighting for your ground
right. And
what you do. But talk to me about what that did for you, sort of laying the land of you becoming an entrepreneur.
Yeah, that laid the groundwork for me. I grew up always playing sports. I was a four-sport athlete in high school. And just having that competitive edge and being able to take that to the business side of things is what really helped me and find success in what I'm doing now.
And then in real estate, there's probably was somebody in your life that sort of set that stage. It said, here's maybe a career path, a turn in the chapter maybe of your life and business. And when you were leaving mixed martial arts and figuring out what is it, what is the career path for me? Was there a certain person that was that pivotal moment for you?
So there was a ton of influence from friends, family all around me. There was definitely help everywhere. But one of the things my dad had told me as I was finishing up my fight career and deciding whether or not I'm going to continue pursuing it or go to a different aspect was, buddy, I'd really like you to be the guy that owns the arena and not the guy fighting in the arena.
Yeah.
And so that stuck with me as like, okay, well, how do I accomplish that? That kind of opened me up to a new mindset of what can I accomplish? What can I do?
Yeah. Can I be on the other side of all this?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the any aspirations to promote someday? I mean, own an arena, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That'd be fun. I still very passionate about the sport. I still train and work out and have those days where I think, God, I still got it. I could go back and do this.
I could go and do it.
And then I wake up the next morning and go, God, I'm glad I'm not doing it.
I'm glad I'm in what I'm doing today.
That's right. That's
and
right.
You're very successful in what you're doing today. Talk to me about Real Brokers and what you're doing there, JT, and the success you found. You found success in mixed martial arts.
Right.
And you found a point to where you did that turn and you went after sort of a dreams that you were going to obtain.
Yeah.
And we had a talk before we came out here. We were talking about a couple years of just staying in the trench and working really hard.
Right.
Talk to me about some of those goals and some of those trials and tribulations in that time period.
Yeah, I was very fortunate in, I had a great career fighting that obviously didn't start that way. It built up. You like anything else, if you want to grow, you gotta push it and evolve and transition. And so when that avenue went away, I fortunately had my real estate license to fall back on. Yeah. Same time I was fighting, I was a struggling realtor. Yeah. And, my goal was to sell one house every 4 months. You know, maybe I could sell 5-6 a year while in between fights. And fortunately now, after leaving that career, I'm to the point now where I'm selling 5 or 6 a month and just truly enjoying what I'm doing and finding a lot of success in it.
And building that, and building the career and the company.
Building that
Real
career,
Brokers.
That whole side didn't start that way. I within the first 2 years, wanted to leave the business multiple times. Real estate agents have actually a higher failure rate than restaurant owners. Yeah. If you talk to your friends and family and tell them, hey, I'm going to open a restaurant, they'll go, whoa, 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 we should kind of talk this out, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, with that, it was something that I just kept on staying consistent, pursuing it. And, you know, we're all self-made. It's just the successful that will admit it. Yeah. And that's what I stayed on that grind and used all that competitive edge and found a lot of people just to be complacent, not wanting to put in the daily work.
You were talking about you expanded your sort of your portfolio.
Yeah.
And from homes and real estate, you talked about farms and
right.
And being able to sell country property and,
yeah.
and look at that. And talk to me about that experience when you sort of you take yourself outside of the box that you've been trained in and you've got it figured out and you're moving that machine and then all of a sudden here's another curveball thrown at you like, whoa, this is a whole nother
right.
beast of its own.
Right. I'm big on follow the opportunity. Whatever opportunity life provides you, jump on that. And I was gaining some traction selling homes and had the opportunity of potentially selling a 20-acre ranch for someone. And instead of passing that off and saying, oh, that's over my head or I don't have the experience, found somebody that was already in that industry and got a little coaching on the first one and helped guide me through and pursued it. And then thankfully that year I rolled that 20 acres into the 50 across the street, into another 40 down the street, and kind of took over one little area of, you know, Southeast Fresno and Sanger. And had I not had the foresight or the right mind to tackle it, you know, it would have been an opportunity that just passed me by.
Just passed you by. Like, it's not in your lane.
And exactly.
You know, that's not your business, but you chose to make it your business and
right.
try to figure out how to take care of your client.
Right.
And I think that's a very hard thing to do. A lot of times people, they say you have to find a way to say no.
Yeah.
But at the same time, are you saying no to yourself?
Yeah.
You know, who are you saying no to? Because you know your ability and you know what you could figure out and you don't know until you try.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's, look what it did for you.
Absolutely. Especially with clients, you know, you have a fiduciary obligation to them and it's one of those things. I know nobody's going to care more about you than I do.
Yeah.
The majority of my business is built on referrals. So if I'm working with you, it's by... you know, somebody else who's been pleased with my services and business, and I want to do the utmost I can for you. So if I can't figure it out, I'm for sure going to find somebody who can and pass you off if needed.
And get the answers for your
and
client.
And get the answers and get it taken care of.
And it looks like you did a great job because all of a sudden their neighbors, their friends in that area, like, who helped you out with that? That's what
right.
seems like the referral system kicked in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And they just start referring you out. Well, we're sitting here with JT, and JT is with Real Brokers. And we're going to talk more about your career leading up to real estate, JT. And we talk about being in mixed martial arts, and that's not just a normal job.
That's not your everyday
job. That's not your everyday job. So we're going to talk about that and how that really molded and shaped him into the man he is today, working as a broker at Real Brokers. We'll be right back with more business leaders. You're watching it here on KMPH Fox 26. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Business Leaders. You can catch this episode and past episodes of Business Leaders by going to businessleaders.tv. Or you can pull out your smartphone and scan the QR code on the screen below. It'll take you to the website, businessleaders.tv. And also, I want to remind everybody, it's that time of the year where we start taking nominations for the 40 Under 40. If you have somebody that you have in mind that should be in this class and be recognized as the class of 2023. At the end of the year, we'll be celebrating with a new class of 40 under 40. You go to 40U40.com. That's 40U40.com and nominate someone for the 40 under 40. JT Contracostano, I almost got it wrong there.
Got it.
Yeah, you probably, that's been a challenge your whole life, right? Trying to get the name right?
That's it. The last name's so long, the first name had to be short.
That's it. Dad was like, okay, we're going to keep this real short.
That's right.
JT John Thomas, is that what it stands for?
Close, Jonathan Tyler.
Jonathan Tyler. So JT Real Brokers, we're talking about your career leading up to today, successful in real estate. Getting ready for a big announcement to come out with your business and sort of a new chapter right. on what you're doing with Real Brokers. And leading up to that, you're a mixed martial arts fighter. So it's people watching the big fights in Vegas and these guys. And you were with Bellator at a period in your career.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that and how that that road of becoming a mixed martial arts fighter.
Yeah, that... It wasn't something I grew up doing. Most kids from the Valley, we've got a great wrestling program here. And
yeah.
that was the one sport I never did growing up. But constantly in condition, constantly in shape from playing everything else. And while going to college, I started boxing, started kickboxing, and just finding a real passion. jumped in jiu-jitsu, and then obviously started playing catch up with the wrestling side of things. My now wife, fiance, girlfriend, we're high school sweethearts, told me as I was graduating college, you know, if you're going to do this, now's the time. Before you start a career, before family, anything else, like, if you're going to make a run at it, now's the time. And so
that's pretty cool that she embraced your dream and something you had a passion for.
Yeah.
And let you be able to live that. And it sort of shaped where you are today.
Absolutely. Yeah. She was that rock that allowed me to pursue it and follow my passion, follow my dreams, and let me live out the life of a broke fighter without giving me too much for it.
Yeah. Too much grief.
That's right. Yeah.
Cool.
That's
cool. Right. And so the experience of doing that, that's like you said, it's, you say broke fighter. A lot of people think you're making the big money doing the big shows, but it's a lot of work getting to that point to chase that dream, and a lot of lessons on the way. That, what was the biggest thing you took from that industry that you carried over today into real estate? There's probably a lot of little lessons, but what's one of the biggest ones that you would say?
Yeah, that's a great question. Fighting it's a physical chess match. And so if you can push yourself to the limits in that and deal with the uncomfortability that comes from having somebody try to take your head off and remain calm and comfortable, the rest of life's a piece of cake. Yeah. And so finding comfortable spots in uncomfortable situations through fighting, I think, really helped me in my career. Handling, you know, those phone calls, those late night texts or emails, or when something doesn't go as planned, how are we going to juggle it and take care of it?
Or maybe a crisis that one of your clients is going through and you're going to help them through it.
Yeah.
And navigate the treacherous water that maybe they have in front of them. They got to figure out, we got to have a really good broker to help navigate this for us.
Absolutely.
That knows his business. So. And I've always heard that, too, as a fighter, too. If you're calm and collected, you tend to, you're more of a clarity of your mind in that chess match of fighting. My daughter, my youngest daughter, always wanted to be a fighter, a little redhead. She was like, oh, I could have done it, Daddy. I said, your anger would totally mess you up, you know. And it's funny, I know today some fighters that were women that the hotheads don't do too well.
Right.
So they tend to let that take advantage of them.
Old school, just pure aggression doesn't work. It's who can remain calm under pressure.
And it really translates into everything in the business.
Right.
A lot of times we're always under pressure. There's always something. But if you can remain calm, have a moment of clarity, sit back and work on your business instead of in it.
Yeah.
And try to figure out how do we resolve and win.
Absolutely.
Resolving.
Yeah, you're always responsible for your actions and words. Doesn't matter how you feel. So absolutely, that clarity or that peace when things aren't going your way is a must.
Working in real brokers, and tell me about some of the joy that you have. I know working with clients is a real big thing because you got immediate gratification.
Right.
Working with them, finding what they're looking for, or helping sell the property that they're trying to get for a certain price. What is the gratification for you in this business of real estate?
Yeah, that's obviously a big one. I mean, being able to turn over and see the look of somebody's goals and dreams to finally come true and get the house. For most people, having a home is their biggest asset in life. So to be able to pass that on to someone is really gratifying. Along with that, my wife and I, we renovate homes and flip properties as well. And so another cool thing that stems from real estate is being able to take that kind of raw, you know, distraught house and turn out a great project that just night and day differences.
You had told me that recently you and your wife, you had flipped a home, and it's a process of flipping homes, but a process when you take $1 million home and you take some of the more luxury properties and be able to flip them. And you had an experience with that?
Yeah, we just last year finally did our first $1 million flip. And that was a lot of fun. It was definitely a lot of stress and a lot of worries. But you know, you're competing against a different class. It's got to be real dialed in, real niche. The buyer that comes in wants everything turnkey and 100% to a certain taste. And so to be able to try and forecast and predict the things that are going to be most attractive or the best quality for the best affordable price was a lot of fun. It was a cool new experience to tackle.
Very cool. And it's cool that you guys are innovating and always growing and not just stuck in the rut of doing the same old thing every day.
Yeah.
You're looking out ahead and
Absolutely.
Seeing where we go. JT is going to stay with us for another segment here of Business Leaders. I want to remind you, it's that time for 40 Under 40. Go to 40, the letter U, 40.com. Get your nomination in today. More with JT with Real Brokers when we return right here on Business Leaders here in KMPH, Fox 26. Welcome back to Business Leaders. My name is Lance Cardozo. I'm sitting here with JT Contristano with Real Brokers, and we're talking about, there's some exciting news that you want to talk about that's going to be happening with your company. But also, let's talk about that million-dollar home, and going in and flipping a million-dollar home. A lot of people thinking, whoa, that's a, what did you step into, and what did you do with it?
Yeah.
You know, talk to me about that process.
Yeah, everything, obviously, as you can imagine, is, you know, just one step above, always one notch higher. So appliances, you know, finishes, fixtures, everything is just quality and top of the line. But one of the really cool things we did with that house was we went in, stripped all the floors that were there, grinded down the foundation, the concrete, a little bit, and then actually poured, stained, and sealed brand new concrete to give like a showroom finish.
Wow.
That
a lot of people are liking that right now too, getting that concrete floor.
Yeah, for the Valley, it's so easy to clean. It's so it looks beautiful, and you know, in the hot summers, man, you got a nice cool floor.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, the hot summers, nice cool floor, or you lay out a nice throw rug, you know, during the winter time.
That's it. It makes it so much easier to redecorate with the, you know, a throw rug every couple of years if you want to change it out. You know, if you got carpet, you're stuck with that until the big expense of changing it out. So.
And pet friendly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Nothing gets trapped with this Valley air.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm sure, like you said, it's easier to keep clean.
Yeah.
And now the days we're always constantly thinking about indoor air quality, indoor mitigation of anything that you're breathing inside a space. So it probably makes a very clean environment to a home.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. So that was a big project, taking on $1 million flip and doing that. That home's moved on, right?
Somebody owns that home. Somebody, happy owner now. We sold that house and still looking for the next adventure and constantly, you know, looking for the next renovation.
Perfect. So if someone wants to get a hold of you, so someone's watching right now and they say, well, I'm your next renovation. I'm the next, I want to talk to you about a deal that we can bring to JT and Real Brokers. How do they get a hold of you? What's the best way to do that?
Yeah. Call, text, email JT, 559-360-2931. I'll answer the phone and get right back to you. But call, text, social media, whatever.
Perfect. Website.
Website
where they can find you?
JT@brokerjt.com.
@brokerjt.com.
That's it.
Perfect. And
we kept the last name out of there. Had to keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Yeah. I'm having a hard time myself. I'm a Cardozo, and they have a hard time. They spell my name always wrong all the time, too. And I spell it wrong, too, myself.
That's
right. So in that business in real estate, you seem to be an innovator. You're not just doing the same old thing. And not just going to sell one home every 3 to 4 months like you originally set out to. You sort of programmed yourself for that 2-3 year grind of saying, you know, I'm going to achieve what I set my goal out to. I can do more. And maybe one win turned on to the next win and the next win.
Right.
And it seems like you're moving on to the next one. What's coming up with Real Brokers?
Yeah, so very excited. We just opened, partnered with another local broker to create Real Broker and open a brick and mortar here. So Palm and Alluvial, we've got our own office there, bringing on more agents and filling those seats. But very excited to bring something to the Valley and give everyone a new option in terms of that traditional brokerage model with what we've got going on.
Beautiful. And you're going to have a big celebration?
That's it. We got to, you know, break out the champagne. We'll have you over.
We'll have
a lot of fun.
I love it. And then what do you see into the future of forecasting for real estate? It's the crystal ball question.
Yeah.
A lot of people think, do I hold my home? Do I sell my home? What do I do in this current state in Fresno County, Madera County, in this area, in the San Joaquin Valley? What are we thinking?
Yeah, it's a great question. Obviously, everybody's situation is individual to them, and I love the conversation, love the opportunity to talk with them. For anybody thinking about it, please pick up the phone, call, or text me. But my advice is, you know, Warren Buffett buys and sells stocks every day. It doesn't matter if up market, down market, there's always an opportunity. So call me and we'll figure out that right opportunity for you.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of times it's just the conversation.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And that's what you probably found when you got into the space of the farms and dealing with more of the farmer. It was having the initial conversation and building trust. They know exactly where you are. You know where they are.
Yeah.
And maybe you bring opportunity to them when it presents itself. It might not be today, but maybe down the road.
Yeah, that's such a great point. I'm not a hard sell push guy at all. I'm laid back, relaxed. I just like to provide value and information. I'll be working, 6 months from now or 6 years from now. So feel free to pick up the phone anytime. And if it's a longer schedule, let's get you on a plan. It's something that we can work out.
And if you know anything about JT and you've listened on the program, he's calm, he's cool, he's collected. He's not going to do this,
That's right.
He's not going to get to a certain point. Okay, now we're good. It's go time.
No, I fight for my clients.
You fight for your clients.
That's right.
And that's one thing I think too with an agent, real estate, or broker. A lot of times it's patience. And a lot of times it's tenacity, which that sort of sets you up from what you did with fighting too, that tenacity and patience, because that's what wins fights, and that's what gets you to the next level.
Right.
And you're doing it today. You're a champion in your business that you're running with real estate. And we just need to get your wife to come up with a belt. You need a belt. Maybe we do that for the big grand opening of the building. We
have a real estate belt.
That's it. We'll frame that. Top salesperson gets a championship belt.
I love it. We're gonna put that in effect.
Beautiful stuff. Well, thank you, JT, for
Lance,
being on my program.
So
really appreciate it. And probably a really good option for someone to nominate for the 40 under 40. Yeah. So JT, we got to get somebody on top of that.
Yeah.
So 40 under 40 is around the corner. We're sitting here talking with JT Contristano with Real Brokers, and we hope if you have a business out there that you want to talk to, or some business with them with real estate, that you pick up the phone and talk to JT and see if he can help you out. That's all the time we have. We want to make sure that you join us next week, Tuesday mornings at 11, right here at KMPH Fox 26. And you can catch this episode and past episodes by going to businessleaders.tv. That's all the time we have. We'll talk to you next week.